Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 10th China Fahui on Minghui.org, entitled Walking Toward Godhood in Master's Grace, by a practitioner from China.
China Fahui, Walking Toward Godhood in Master's Grace, by a practitioner from China. Greetings to our compassionate master. Greetings to fellow practitioners worldwide. From misfortune to beginning cultivation. I joyfully started practicing Falun Dafa in October 2007. My husband was suffering from an incurable disease at the time. His doctors gave him 1 to 3 months to live. I began the practice with the desire to save his life. My brothers had already begun to practice, and someone in their extended families had been cured of a fatal disease by Dafa. Thus, I had witnessed the miracle of Falun Dafa. After I read Xuan Falun, I understood the meaning of life, to return to our original, true selves. My husband and I read the Fa with fervor, as if we had been dying of thirst and hunger. When I read Master's poem, Plum Blossoms, tears kept flowing down my cheeks, and I understood who I was. Master wrote, quote, "The interminable snowfall and rain are the tears of gods who look longingly for the plum blossoms' return." End quote. Plum Blossoms from Hongyin, Volume 2. We learned all 5 exercises and were able to sit in the full lotus position from the beginning. We did the sitting meditation for an hour and were able to endure the pain. My husband's clothes were soaked from sweat afterwards. I have done 2 hours of exercises every day without fail. I started practicing late and felt that I needed to put in double the effort and strive forward vigorously in cultivation in order to catch up with Fa rectification. Husband passed away. My husband died 7 months later for a number of reasons. I wasn't sad. I said to Master's photograph, "He was fortunate to be able to practice Falun Dafa in this lifetime. I'm sure he will have a good destiny." It was a test for me to save sentient beings after that. My family and friends said to me, "If his illness had been cured, we would have practiced Falun Dafa too. The old forces don't want to let many people practice Falun Dafa, so they dragged my husband away." I was peaceful after he departed. I studied the Fa with a calm heart at home. I read a lecture from Xuan Falun and teaching the Fa at the conference 1 to 7 every day. I read both books 3 times in the course of a month. I felt that my rational understanding of the Fa improved tremendously. Spreading Dafa and saving sentient beings. I truly understood the responsibility of Fa rectification period Dafa disciples after studying the Fa intensely for a month with a calm mind. It is to save sentient beings. Veteran practitioners inspired me to set a requirement for myself to help at least 3 people withdraw from the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, and its affiliated organizations every day. I started with my family and friends. I didn't clarify the truth thoroughly at the beginning. I mistakenly thought that if I spoke about Falun Dafa, people wouldn't be willing to withdraw from the CCP. So I thought that I should get them to withdraw first and then tell them about Falun Dafa. Through sharing with other practitioners, I realized that truly cultivating myself well is the best method to save sentient beings. My every word and deed needed to be based on the Fa. Sentient beings needed to see the beauty of Dafa through my words and actions. By creating an environment where they wanted to be with me, I could better save them. Releasing a debt saves sentient beings. I had lent 17,000 yuan to an old colleague of mine a few years ago. It was to help her niece repay a debt. We set a date for her to reimburse me, but that date came and went. Over a year passed by. Finally, I let go of this attachment and no longer wanted the money. My colleague was very touched and said, "You Falun Dafa practitioners are the best people in the world." She then decided to start practicing Falun Dafa and her niece was saved as well. If it is a choice between material gain and saving people, I choose saving people. The world's people are my relatives. I felt that my capacity and compassion continually expanded as I studied the Fa with a calm mind. I came to view the world's people as my relatives, because all of the world's people are Master's relatives. I felt grief when I missed the opportunity to save a sentient being or help someone withdraw from the CCP. Whenever this happened, I studied the Fa more and looked within. I found many attachments: anxiety, fear, zealotry, a mentality of wanting to complete tasks or do things, and a fighting and difficult temperament. I sent forth righteous thoughts to eliminate these attachments and felt that my dimensional field became much purer. I know that Master has cleansed practitioners and removed a lot of bad substances. I better understood Master's words, quote, "Cultivation depends on one's own efforts, while the transformation of Gong is done by one's master," end quote, Chuan Falun. I put in more effort to do the three things well, save more sentient beings, and help at least three people withdraw from the CCP every day. I could help over 1,000 people withdraw from the CCP in 1 year. I have helped about 5,000 people do so in the past years. Taking down a banner slandering Falun Dafa. Much to my dismay, the CCP hung a 16-foot-long banner slandering Falun Dafa in my area at the end of last year. I was worried that it would poison people's minds. I thought, I can't let that hang there. I have to get rid of it. I asked for Master's help to remove it. I thought it would be best if it poured the next morning. I got up at 3:40 a.m., and it was indeed pouring. I practiced the exercises and then sent forth righteous thoughts at 6 a.m. Then I put on my raincoat and left. I sent forth righteous thoughts as I rode my bike. There were very few pedestrians around because it was in the middle of winter and very cold. I parked my bike far away and walked over to the banner. I cut the rope holding the banner on both sides, stuffed it into a nylon bag that I had brought, and threw it into the woods. I completed the job in 3 minutes and then headed back home. I had no fear because I was doing the most righteous thing in the world. I also knew that Master was protecting me, as Master protects all Dafa disciples. Clarifying the truth in the morning, afternoon, and evening. A few practitioners were reported and illegally arrested while distributing information about Falun Dafa and the persecution in a mountainous region in May 2013. They were sent to a detention center. I went to the police station and the detention center to clarify the truth, but my attachments were too strong, and I didn't clarify the truth thoroughly. I found my attachment to selfishness. I studied the Fa and then had the thought, we don't have a lot of truth clarification materials in our area. The majority of people aren't aware of the facts about Falun Dafa and the persecution. We need to share this information with people in this region. For the next 20 days, I went to that general vicinity to give out truth clarification pamphlets. I also advised people to withdraw from the CCP. I wrote short truth clarification phrases on currency bills of less than 20 yuan after hearing that Master approved of this method. I then used this money every time I went shopping. This way, the money circulated and more people could learn the truth about Falun Dafa. That summer, the temperature reached 104 degrees Fahrenheit. I clarified the truth in the morning and afternoon, and as well in the evening if I had time. I was filled with compassionate energy and a desire to save all sentient beings. I listened to Master and paid attention to security based on the Fa. I sent forth righteous thoughts the whole time I was out. I thought of Master and Dafa if anything went awry. I didn't have fear, and the factors trying to interfere with me were disintegrated. Cultivating and moving beyond self. I joined a Fa study group last year. All of the practitioners in the group focused on Fa study and cultivation. I improved quickly in their company. Practitioners who had not come out to clarify the truth in public before came out one after another. We all cooperated and energetically clarified the truth and encouraged people to quit the CCP. I was really inspired by reading the experience sharing papers from fellow practitioners on Mingwei.org. particularly letting go of self by melting into the Fa. Bicycle accidents. I've had several bicycle accidents. I've never asked for compensation. I helped everyone I collided with to withdraw from the CCP. I always viewed this as Master's arrangement for me to meet and save people that I have predestined relationships with, and I never reflected on why the accidents kept occurring beyond that. My latest accident finally woke me up. Master has said that we should look within whenever we encounter difficulties. Once I had done that, I was startled to realize that I had a bad habit of riding against the traffic. It was convenient for me, but wreaked havoc for others. This was selfish and inconsiderate of me. I always thought that other people should make way for me because I seized the time to do the three things well. Master has said that we should, quote, attain the righteous enlightenment of selflessness and altruism, end quote. Non-omission in Buddha Nature from Essentials for Further Advancement. He has repeatedly tried to help me enlighten on this issue. Once I fell off my bike and hit my head on the road. I had a big bump, but I still didn't enlighten. The faucet had a big leak when I arrived home. I calmed down and looked within. I then found my fundamental attachment, selfishness. It doesn't matter whether we are doing Dafa projects or other things. We should do things correctly and according to the Fa. We shouldn't disregard safety because Master or his Fa Shen will protect us. Isn't this regarding Dafa as an insurance policy? This is a big attachment. After I dug it out, I sent forth righteous thoughts to eliminate it. Whenever I encountered situations after that, I thought of other people first, and this became an automatic reaction. Achieving consummation and everything relating to cultivation is for the purpose of saving sentient beings. Eliminating attachments. I shared with fellow practitioners in our study group. On the surface, it appeared that I was helping them improve, but my tone was really off. I thought that I cultivated well and understood the Fa principles. I always pointed out their shortcomings. I studied the Fa quietly and felt that something wasn't quite right. I looked within and was really startled with what I found. I hadn't realized that I had so many attachments. Showing off, zealotry, jealousy, curiosity, being opinionated, thinking that I'm better than others, despising others' attachments, liking to hear compliments, being unwilling to listen to others, etc. But there was a bigger attachment behind all of these attachments, selfishness. The attachment to self was at the root of all these attachments. I really need to dig it out. I shared all of my attachments with my fellow practitioners the next time that we studied the Fa together. I felt much lighter after exposing my shortcomings to them. After what I had learned regarding riding my bike and my conduct in our Fa study group, I felt that my understanding of the Fa principles improved. Master said, quote, looking within is a magical tool, end quote. Fa teaching at the 2009 Washington, D.C. International Fa Conference. Strong faith. I can't see things in other dimensions yet, but I believe the Dafa miracles reported by fellow practitioners. I feel that my faith is very strong. I firmly believe in Master and Dafa. I've never doubted Master or Dafa. I trust Master and do whatever Master says needs to be done. I put Dafa in the foremost position. I do the three things every day, and my heart is filled with joy. Master said, quote, if you know inside what you should do, carrying the Fa in your mind, doing whatever needs to be done, and doing whatever you wish to do, as long as Dafa needs it, end quote. Teaching the Fa at the Fa Conference at the U.S. Capitol. Establishing a home materials production site. Through continuous Fa study, I've realized that my responsibility is great. There is a reason why Master arranged for me to begin practicing Falun Dafa so late in the Fa rectification period. There are few materials production sites in our area. After sharing with some veteran practitioners, I decided to establish one in my home. With the help of veteran practitioners, I started printing the Mingwei Weekly, truth clarification pamphlets, and Dafa books downloaded from Mingwei.org. I also made genuine performing arts and truth clarification DVDs. I ordered printing materials by myself and keep a one-way connection with a veteran practitioner to maintain safety. The production site has operated smoothly to the present. ADAFA Miracle. One summer day, I had to transport some instruments. At noon, I stood at the side of the road waiting for a taxi. 10 minutes passed and there weren't any cars. I realized that there wouldn't be any taxis because there were so few people there. I didn't know what to do. I suddenly thought to ask for Master's help. As soon as I had this thought, a taxi appeared in the distance. I helped the taxi driver withdraw from the CCP and asked him, "Why were you on this road when there are so few people here?" He said that he really didn't know why. All of a sudden, he had just decided to drive there. I understood right away that it was Master helping me. I felt very grateful. Printer problems. My printer was acting strangely one day. My first thought was to cultivate myself, look within, and see what attachments I had still not let go of. I talked to my computer, and the problem was quickly resolved. Objects such as my computer are very willing to listen, since they are beings that have come for the Fa. One day during the Olympics in China, I had difficulty getting on the internet. I sent forth righteous thoughts, looked within, and then asked for Master's help. I had no problem after that. I've printed about 60 copies of Juan Falun and over 80 copies of Teaching the Fa at the conference 1-7 with the help and support of veteran practitioners. This resolved the difficulty of not having enough books in our area. I produce truth clarification materials and DVDs for practitioners in the shortest period of time possible. I will forego sleep if needed. I know the responsibility that Master has entrusted me with during this special historical period is in accordance with my prehistoric vows, so I must really do well. Everything is here for the Fa. I sometimes shed tears while doing DAFA work. These are tears of gratitude. There are no words that can adequately express my gratitude to Master. DAFA disciples have experienced a myriad of things. We honor our Master and are grateful for Master's compassion and how much he has endured on our behalf. Master has borne everything for us, and without him, we would have nothing. We must truly cultivate well in the final moments of Fa rectification. We must elevate based on the Fa, let go of self, and assimilate as one body. We must do the three things well in accordance with Master's requirement, fulfill our prehistoric vows, reach consummation, and return home with Master. There is no way that DAFA disciples can repay Master's kindness. The only thing we can do as disciples is to energetically move forward. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.